This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. 2 million people from central to southwest Texas depend on the Edwards Aquifer for their drinking water.
Also supplies important water sources for industry, agriculture, recreation.
Cindy Leffler, Water Resources Branch Chief at Parks and Wildlife, says 8 federally listed threatened and endangered species call the aquifer home. They exist in this location only. The Edwards Aquifer Habitat Conservation Plan intends to protect them and allow Texans continued use of the shared resource by implementing a mixture of strategies.
Water conservation is a key part of it, but also looking at different ways to manage water. For example, we do currently have different levels of conservation that kick into action as drought increases, but also many measures to help make the ecosystems more resilient. Things like removing non-native species, helping to restore habitat that's been compromised. One notable thing, especially for folks that recreate on the San Marcos River, that's been done is to create a state scientific area that makes it unlawful to uproot Texas wild rice, a federally protected plant.
It's easy to be dismissive of a plan to protect species which exist in very small numbers or that we do not often see. Tomorrow, we talk about the value of these species. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.